Thank you. Deepest thanks to the United Nations and to the government of Switzerland for convening us here today. 10 years ago, when UN member states endorsed the first ever global counterterrorism strategy, they envisioned the need to both combat existing terrorist threats around the world and to prevent those threats from emerging in the first place. Elements of both combating and preventing terrorism marble the strategy throughout, but there's no question that until now, the UN has yet to fully balance and integrate both of these essential components. As we all know, global counterterrorism efforts to date have focused overwhelmingly on responding to terrorist threats. And global military intelligence and law enforcement cooperation has improved, while broader efforts to prevent terrorism remain relatively underdeveloped. And during this time, terrorist threats have continued to expand and adapt, gaining new recruits and spawning savage new groups like Boko Haram and Daesh, a barbaric group that deserves to be called by this derogatory term. Clearly, the international community will struggle to defeat the current threat if the next generation of threat gestates and takes root unimpeded. And so this has begun to change as states have reevaluated the effectiveness of relying upon purely reactive approaches and have increasingly recognized the value of proactive, preventive measures to keep the violent extremist threat from growing. States have gathered together to discuss ways to bring a broader array of actors and tools to this prevention effort. They've developed new domestic approaches and national action plans, and they've partnered with civil society organizations and conducted research to better understand and tackle emerging threats. All of this activity has culminated in the Secretary General's new plan of action, which represents an important benchmark in our global struggle against terrorism. The plan of action fills in the framework of the original global counterterrorism strategy by emphasizing the additional value of proactive measures to deny terrorists the next generation of recruits, organizations, and tools. And let me note that the plan of action is very clear that violent extremism knows no single religion, ideology, or geography. In fact, the plan of action's mention of Anders Breivik's terrorist attacks that killed 77 in Norway speaks to this very point. All states have needs and opportunities with regard to the prevention of violent extremism. And in encouraging prevention, the plan helps states combat existing terrorist threats more effectively. For example, by calling for building trust between security forces and vulnerable communities, this will strengthen current counterterrorism efforts, opening up new channels of communication for citizens to report terrorist infiltration. The plan calls for enlisting allies from civil society to add credible new voices to discredit terrorist ideologies. And other recommendations, like programs to de-radicalize inmates and rehabilitate returning fighters, can drain the pool of potential terrorist recruits. In addition, by mobilizing the entire UN system behind the prevention agenda, the plan can unlock a new set of tools and resources for member states, from UNDPs helping countries identify underlying factors that may enable radicalization, to UNESCO's help in designing programs to give youth the critical thinking skills they need to resist terrorist ideologies. Finally, I will make the obvious point. If we, as an international community, cannot contain the spread of violent extremism, we will find it very difficult to defeat terrorist networks. Simply put, we need prevention in order to win the current fight. For all these reasons, the United States strongly endorses the Secretary General's plan and urges all member states to support its implementation in its entirety as a critical part of the UN's broader counterterrorism strategy. We believe the PVE agenda articulated in this plan is integral to the original intent of that CT strategy and is fundamental to defeating terrorism over the longer term.